On Veterans Day, I think of Fort Dix, where I was class of 53.
Commentator Ralph Schoenstein.
Fort Dix was the place that turned so many of us Mr. Softies into semi-professional killers, the place that both banged up and stiffened so many young spines. Late in the Korean War, right after the Chinese had entered, I was drafted and sent to Dix for basic training. A flat-footed baccalaureate, a scrawny would-be writer, who knew that the Army was something to be mocked while you made notes for your first book. One morning at the rifle range, I had just put down my M1 to make an entry in the notebook I always carried, sometimes in place of my field pack, when I heard the Kentucky drawl of Master Sergeant Henry Hyder. "Well, if it ain't the Secretary of the Army! Young trooper, you know what your enemy is writing? He's writing, 'It's going to be real easy to kill that jackass with the notebook.' Trooper, you one of them goddamn English majors?" Actually, Sergeant, I said I had a double major. "Well," he said, "the enemy's got no English majors, just Chinese majors who are going to blow off your head." I felt ashamed to be so small before a man whose sharply pressed uniform carried the combat infantryman's badge. A few days later at bayonet practice, after I had attacked the dummy with another of my pacifist stabs while crying "kill," Sergeant Hyder came up to me, the sun glistening on his boots, and he said, "Young trooper, you know what kind of killer you are? The kind that's going to make the enemy die laughing. Now let me hear you say it like a man. Who are you?" "A killer," I cried. "A lady killer," he said. "A weed killer?" "No, Sergeant, the other kind." "Remind me to put a bet on the Chinese," he said. He was daring me to be a soldier. And suddenly that dare shook my entire being, all 128 pounds of me, and Mr. Softy decided to become Private Steele. Such moments hadn't come often to that callow 20-year-old, but now I was possessed by a drive to prove to Sergeant Hyder that inside my scrawniness lay guts. For the rest of basic training, all I strove for was his respect. And then, one icy day in our final week, on a 12-mile march with a 40-pound pack, I gave in to fatigue and fell behind my platoon. At once, Hyder was next to me, saying, "Young trooper, you going somewhere on a pass? And just when I was starting to think you had a chance to be a soldier." Galvanized by his challenge to a former baby, I made myself double-time back to my platoon, and I never again broke stride. Unconsciousness no longer was an option for me. At the end of the march, as he jogged past me, Hyder gave me a little smile, and I felt as though he had given me the Silver Star, something I previously had held only for spelling.
Commentator Ralph Schoenstein lives in New Jersey.